ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hlelo khoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Ukuhamba imali.
Wizi nakayithoka challenge.
Awuna moto, imali. Kufanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Sebenza. Sebenza.
Yaba mntanam.
Sebenza.
And today, I am actually lucky to have two great gentlemen as guests. Gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves? Because I'm pretty sure you've got a great following and they're excited to have you here.
Okay, cool. Hi, my name is Loanga Tengimbo, the founder of Hustlepreneur. So I'm not sure if you guys know what we do, but Hustlepreneur, we host monthly events in different townships, like seminars for township entrepreneurs, where we get them exposed to government organizations of what the current programs that they are running. Yep. And we also run like a competition just to give them, you know, hope and inspiration, because we feel like no one is really looking out for the grassroots entrepreneur, the guy that's just starting out. So that's what we do.
Now, I'd like to get into more of those competitions a bit later.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
We also have another guest this side.
Hi, my name is Shua Kamunga. I'm a trained journalist, but now I'm in the public relations consultant, and I also use my Twitter profile to inform, to educate, advise, and mentor, and help people.
And I want to jump into that. You guys have a formidable prospective Twitter accounts. What inspired that? And do I call you guys influencers, perhaps?
Well, you could say that.
I don't know on my side, but yeah, we actually just got people who started following our page after a while. Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm an influencer. I don't know.
Now, I want to jump into something actually quite similar to social media. If you talk about small businesses, how important is it to have a social media presence or to engage with other people as a small business? You guys talk a lot about small business in your personal accounts as well.
I think it's very important. I mean, it's social media is becoming the best marketplace to market your business, to look for customers, to demonstrate your expertise.
Yeah.
And most importantly, to do self-branding, because it's relatively cheap compared to, say, radio advertising or television advertising, particularly for small businesses whose budgets are not that big. But the tragedy of it is that I don't think many small businesses yet have embraced the concept of social media and the advantages that it offers.
What are some of those advantages, would you say?
Well, like
they're not capitalizing on.
Well, capitalizing, firstly, if you develop and grow your reach, you're building a platform rather to market your business, your products, and also even demonstrate your own expertise. You know, so that at least people can actually identify with your brand, and obviously the cost advantages, like I said before, it's quite good. I mean, I don't think it's very expensive to have a social media presence, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whichever.
WhatsApp as well.
WhatsApp again, and Facebook, for example. You see, actually, Facebook, for example, I think they have a package for small businesses actually to actually utilize and market their products. So I think it's a viable tool for small businesses to consider.
Cool. Same sentiment?
Yeah, same sentiment. It really helps for you to actually expand your reach, rather than, like in my case, I'm from Fort Lauderdale. So for me to host an event in Soshanguve and I've never been there, so social media really helped us to be able to host events in different townships, even though we're not from there. So yeah, it's a very powerful tool.
And have you guys seen a difference in some of these small businesses that you sometimes engage or retweet about or motivate a lot of the times or work with, actually?
Yes, we actually on my side, because like I said, I actually got guys to actually understand the difference between a personal account and a business account, because guys would just post about football today, tomorrow posting about his brand. So yeah, like with grassroots entrepreneurs, you really need to teach them the basics of separating between your personal and your business account, you know. But most times the guys would say, but my personal account has more following than the business, and then I'd be like, no, you can just post on your business account and retweet it on your personal account, but always have the two separated. So
same.
I agree with that. it's always a conundrum, because the point is, you find that your personal followers are more than your business account.
Mm.
But like you say, you know, you need to separate the two and develop your own, your company brand. So and so you can easily retweet from your company brand, and you use your personal brand, your personal account rather, for anything that's not related to your business. Because sometimes you end up just confusing your followers. Like you say, today you're posting about football. Next time you're marketing your product.
Interesting blunders people make social media, you know.
Well, I think it's education. I mean, I don't think anyone, even myself, and you agree with me. I mean, you learn as you go.
Yes.
You know, obviously the courses where you can go, you know, social media courses. Yeah, there are courses there. You know, but many people kind of have been doing a try and error as they go along. So it's a jungle out there.
Now, I'm glad we touched on the motivation that you guys do a lot of the time. What would you say about people who have recently lost jobs? And I mentioned earlier on the SABC's dealing with retrenchments. Mm. I mean, how does one keep themselves sort of motivated to find the next thing, or to keep themselves, like, money coming in? What would you say as a motivating thought, or what are your views on that?
Okay, cool. On my side, when I started my business, I actually resigned from my job. What I'd tell people is that educate yourself about entrepreneurship, even when you're working, just so that you know, because it's not easy, you know. It's not just something that you jump in with, oh, I lost my job, let me be an entrepreneur.
That is true, that is true.
You know? So I think one of the biggest mistakes that I made, that I always tell people, do your research. Like, it's so important. Your marketing, not everyone is your market, so not all your friends are gonna be your market. So it's not easy for me to say, oh, you lost your job, be an entrepreneur. But yeah, if you wanna jump into it, do your research, make sure that the money that you're investing from the money you got when you lost your job is going to something that's researched on, did the marketing, and something that you really enjoy. So it's a tough one for me. I left my job to do this, but it's hard for me to tell anyone to say, hey, leave your job and be an entrepreneur, because of all the challenges that I went through when I resigned 2 years back. So
No, I agree with you. I mean, when you've lost your job, you know, you cannot just say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start a business. So you need to research what sort of business you want to go into. Do you have the capability of running a business? And also even speak to others who have started businesses to get some bit of an idea of how is it like, because it always looks easy from the outside, you know? And people are always focusing on someone's success. They're not focusing on the journey that they took. So it's always nice to talk to those who have been through that journey. And sometimes actually when you've got that information, you might actually change your mind and say, ah, this is not for me, or I'm not ready yet.
A favorite phrase for a lot of people is, we all have the same hours. Do you think that's something we can relate to a lot of people?
We do.
Mm.
It's how you use your hours, definitely. I think time management is a very important tool for any person, whether socially or doing work-wise or business-wise. And that's why sometimes some people on social media, they spend so much time on accounts or posting stuff that's not really educational or helpful, yet they could be actually using that time on social media to look for accounts that are productive, that they can follow, that they can learn from. You're talking about if someone loses a job, for example, you research the companies that you want to work for, that you would think you want to work for, or you can post out yourself there, say, guys, I'm looking for a job. These are my qualifications, help me out. And I've done that for several people who have come to me and say, please, brother, can you post this thing for me? So I compose something and post it. And some of actually got interview requests because of that. So back to your question, I mean, we all got the equal time in a day. It's what you use that time for.
I like that a lot.
Okay, cool. with that, I think we all have the same time, but we're different individuals, you know. What can take you 5 minutes can take me an hour. Mm. So I really don't get the quote. Yes, we have the same time, but we're different individuals. So whether I get to a certain point after 3 weeks and you get to a certain point after a year, it to me, it just says we're different. individuals in that point. That
yeah, it's true. It's true. But whether you take 2 hours or you take a day, but it's as long as you're doing something that's productive. That's my point. Because we are different and we achieve accomplished goals and tasks in different time and time frames. But are you using your time productively towards a desired end, or are you just floating? That's the difference.
I like that. Now, something else that I'm going to talk about is the mobile card machines. That purchase is becoming bigger and bigger, and they make it much more convenient for small businesses. What do you guys feel we can expect in the future in terms of cashless spending? Especially considering we're in the third world.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny that you raised the issue. I mean, yesterday I was buying something from a trader by the road. I was buying Millies. And the gogo did not have change because I gave her 100 rand bill. And she says, "Oh, Mtolanga, I don't have any small change." So I had to drive down the road to buy a drink so that I can split the money and come back and buy from me, because I always love buying from traders, you know, just promoting them. But it just brought me to think that, imagine if there was a way of developing or rather including this segment of traders into this cashless society, how much business they could have more, because it's so convenient, for example, because some of us don't carry cash all the time.
And also, I think something that's important there is, look, they need to make money from creating that very device.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it opens the market to those kind of traders, or is it making it more difficult for them to be part of, you know, making a means of money or of earning a living?
I think there are already devices being developed by companies already which are already in the market. But I think, I don't know what's their catchment area, their target market, whether it's your small business only, or so even your street traders, for example. But I think, you know, once you have that payment facility, you actually expand your market, because if I know that I don't need to carry cash to buy tomatoes or to buy Millies or to buy mangoes by the roadside, I can imagine, you know, you're actually making it convenient for your customers to come and buy from you, as opposed to going to some retailer where you can swipe your card. So I think, you know, it talks to financial inclusion, you know, where you also want to include the small business side and introduce cashless based forms of transaction and payment as a way of also empowering the SMEs.
Yeah, that's one of the stuff that we actually give away in our events.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So we've worked with Yoko and Ikoka. They also have a machine. So the winner of the pitching competition gets to win one of the readers. So yeah, something that we sat down as a team and said, you know what, some guys are selling perfumes that are worth 450. How many people are you going to find with 450 in this generation, you know? So luckily we met with a few of these organizations, and they were keen to come and say, yeah, we will give one reader away to the winners of the competition. So
no, I love that.
Yeah, we've gone through that topic with the Hustlepreneur team.
No, the future is looking very cautious. I like that. Now, guys, like I mentioned, I did say you can give us that little bit of tidbit information. Just tell us what you guys are doing currently. What can people expect from you?
Okay, cool. Currently, we were only hosting one event per month. We only visited, 8 townships this year. So we've been trying to speak to your other government organizations, your Gauteng Enterprise Propeller, so that they can actually fund the event so that we can host at least 4, you know, in every district, have a Hustlepreneur Gauteng, where they can split them to Hustlepreneur, Pretoria, Hustlepreneur Johannesburg, Hustlepreneur Ekurhuleni, Hustlepreneur Sidibeng, so that they can focus on those townships in those areas, because 8 out of so many other townships, we did well, I believe, in our first year, but next year we'd like to at least go to more townships than the ones that
bigger
we visited.
Bigger and better. I like that takeover. Show your side.
Mine is very brief. I'm using my Twitter platform to help unemployed graduates. I'm doing, I offer free editing services for their CVs.
And where can people follow you guys?
On Twitter, at Shua Kamunga. That's on Twitter. They can follow me, and then they can learn a few things.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's I'm enjoying it. It's good.
And then your handle?
And we are Hustle1Preneur on Twitter.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. And I look forward to more motivation and more tweets from you guys.
Definitely. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.